Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to this Tuesday edition of Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Hope you had a Merry Christmas yesterday and today to all of our British friends, Happy Boxing Day. We have been in a marvelous series with Derek Prince, just only done the first day, called 12 Steps to a Good Year. Now, yesterday was Christmas and the probability is that you missed us. And so you can log on to our website at derekprince.org and find all the teachings that have been, frankly, taking place in the last few months, but especially the one that we did yesterday. I'm so excited about this because I love taking the last week of a year and sort of thinking back over the previous year and thinking about what I'd like to have for the new year and sort of aligning my inner gyroscope and aligning my prayer life and doing everything from confessing my sins to holding new prayer requests before God. And that's what Derek's talking to us about, is 12 steps to a good year. But let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us in the second part of 12 Steps to a Good Year.
I suggested yesterday that the situation of many professing non-Jewish Christians today corresponds to that of the Hebrew believers at the time of the New Testament. We have long enjoyed many special privileges and benefits, but all too often these have not produced in our lives the fruit that God requires. Today, we are the ones who need to be warned against such things as drifting, unbelief, negligence, and laziness. Today, I'm going to speak about the first Let Us resolution in Hebrews. If we did not understand the background of the spiritual condition of the Hebrew believers, this first resolution could really take us aback. But in the light of that background, we can see that it's very appropriate. In fact, absolutely necessary. This first resolution is found in Hebrews 4, verse 1. Therefore, let us fear. That's the first of these 12 resolutions. Let us fear. The verse goes on like this. Let us fear lest, while a promise remains of entering God's rest, any of you should seem to have come short of it. So that's the first resolution. Let us fear. You see why? Because of their presumption. Because of their false security, because of their laziness, because they hadn't availed themselves of all the privileges and blessings that they enjoyed in a special degree. The writer to Hebrews also gives them a specific example of why they should fear. And this example is taken from the past history of the people of Israel. It's based on the experience of the Israelites in their journey through the wilderness from Egypt to the Promised Land. And it's what God says to them there. It's quoted from one of the Psalms, but it's what God said to Israel in connection with their attitude and their conduct at this time of wilderness wandering. These are the words in Hebrews 3, 7 through 15. So, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion, during the time of testing in the desert or the wilderness, when your fathers tested and tried me, and for 40 years saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation and said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. That's a remarkable fact. God brought that whole generation out of Egypt by many miraculous wonders, but nevertheless, because of their subsequent conduct, he was angry with them. Then the scripture goes on, and it's God speaking. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Now the application. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ if we hold firmly till the end the confidence we had at first. As has just been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. So that's the essence of the warning. Do not harden your hearts. In what exactly did that generation fail? I think that passage makes it clear. There was one basic failure. They did not hear God's voice. They were content to get things secondhand through Moses. They had a form of religion. They had the tabernacle, the Ten Commandments, the priesthood, the sacrifices, and the various laws of ceremonial cleanliness. But in all that, they missed the one essential. They were just satisfied with externals. And so they missed the one thing that could have saved them from disaster, the one thing that could have carried them through to God's rest for them. What was that one thing? They failed to hear God's voice. That first resolution that we've looked at in Hebrews 4:1 says, "Let us fear." In other words, it's not restricted to the Israelites in the wilderness. They're merely put forward as an example and a warning to us. And it applies still to us today. Let us fear. Why should we fear? I think the reason is clear in the context. We need to be fearful. We need to be very much on our guard. We need to be very careful that we do not make the same mistake as the Israelites made in the wilderness, the mistake of focusing on externals and missing the real inner essential. That inner essential, as I've said, was hearing God's voice. You see, this principle runs all through the Bible. The one basic essential for a right relationship with God is to hear His voice. Jesus says the same to us as His disciples in the New Testament. In John 10:27, he says this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I believe perhaps that's the clearest and simplest description of true Christians found anywhere in the New Testament. When Jesus says, "my sheep," he's speaking about those who truly believe in him, those whom he acknowledges and accepts, being himself the good shepherd. And he says two things about them, very simple. The first is, "My sheep hear my voice." Second, "they follow me." That is true of all real Christians. They hear the Lord's voice and they follow him. It isn't possible to follow the Lord if you don't hear his voice. The pattern of the Oriental shepherd and his sheep is very clear. They followed the shepherd because they heard his voice. If they didn't hear his voice, they couldn't follow him. So the essential then is to hear the voice of Jesus and to follow him. And the danger is that we make the same mistake that Israel made in the wilderness, that we're preoccupied with externals, with religion, with ceremonies, with laws, but we miss that basic inner essential, hearing the voice of the Lord. I want to urge upon you today the importance of learning to hear the Lord's voice. You see, that's not just a set of religious rules. It's not even just reading the Bible, though that's good. It's not even saying prayers. It's having that intimate personal relationship with the Lord where he can speak to you directly and personally, whether it's through the Bible or some other way. Jesus didn't say, "my sheep read the Bible." It's a good thing to read the Bible if you hear the Lord's voice. But believe me, many, many people read the Bible but don't hear the Lord's voice. The essential thing is that you hear the Lord's voice. I want to promise you this, that if you will make this your first step into this new year, you will be a better person by the end of it. So please accept this as the first resolution. Let's fear that we don't make the same mistake that Israel made. Let's cultivate hearing the Lord's voice.
You know, it's so moving to think about the fact that the Hebrews, the Jews who were addressed in the book of Hebrews, were tempted to give up on Jesus and lapse into spiritual laziness. And these 12 "let us" statements are meant to incite us to live for the glory of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Derek Prince once said that it contained some of the most life-changing and practical messages God had ever given him. He made that remarkable statement about a special book he titled Transformed for Life. And here at the threshold of a new year, those truths are especially relevant. You see, far too many of God's people struggle to make vital changes in their lives. Resolutions are quickly broken. Resolve turns to weakness. A familiar cycle of defeat leads to discouragement and resignation. But as Derek points out in this important book, it doesn't have to be that way. In Transformed for Life, you'll discover that God is your Father, and His love for you is extravagant. You'll also find out how to develop a close personal relationship with the Holy Spirit, and you'll learn how to turn lingering disappointments into God appointments. Order your copy of Transformed for Life now for only $12.95. Call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. You can break free from the things that weigh you down and live the life God has planned for you. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order your copy securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. You've heard of 12-step programs. We have a new 12-step program today. Derek Prince is talking to us about 12 steps to a good year. And I love what he's teaching us about these statements in Hebrews that urge us to move on, urge us to take hold of the great things of God, the let us statements of the book of Hebrews. Let's listen as Derek teaches us about 12 steps to a good year.
Today I'm going to speak about the second resolution, which occurs later in the same fourth chapter of Hebrews. It's found in verse 11. Let us therefore be diligent. So that's the second resolution. Let us be diligent. It goes on like this. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall through following the same example of disobedience. Let's consider for a moment what diligence is. Sometimes one way to find out the meaning of a word is to consider what its opposite is. And I suppose you could say that one obvious opposite of diligence is laziness. The Bible doesn't have one good word to say about laziness. It's a theme that doesn't receive enough attention in contemporary Christendom. I want you to compare what the writer of Hebrews says again in chapter 6, verses 11 and 12. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. So the warning there is that we not only need to be diligent, but we need to be diligent to the very end. We've got to continue to be diligent. And the opposite of diligence is there stated in plain words. It's to become lazy. Not primarily physically lazy, but spiritually lazy. I'd like to compare with that the words of Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 11, where he says this, "For this very reason, make every effort," and one of the translations says, "give all diligence." The thought is the same. "Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, to brotherly kindness love." You see, the Christian life is not a static condition. It's a life of adding. It's a life of growth. It's a life of progress. To be static in the Christian life is to backslide. And to do that adding requires diligence. It requires making every effort. Then Peter goes on with an if. "For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore," and I always pause when I read a therefore in the Bible. Perhaps you've heard me say this. If you find a therefore in the Bible, you need to find out what it's there for. And this therefore relates to the warning that Peter has given. "Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Well, that's good news. There are things that we can do that will guarantee that we never fall. and that we have a rich welcome into the kingdom of our Lord. Basically, as I've said, the condition that we're warned against there is laziness. And I am deeply concerned about the lack of concern in Christian circles about laziness. The majority of Christians view drunkenness with horror. They would reject any person professing to be a Christian who was drunken. Now, I agree with that attitude. Drunkenness is a sin, and I'm certainly not commending it. But I want to say that laziness is much more severely condemned in the Scripture than drunkenness. And the problem is that many Christians who would never be found drunken are habitually lazy. So let's take to heed that warning to be diligent.
You know, I love being reminded that I'm a sheep. And as a sheep, I need to hear God's voice. You know, sometimes I get in my mind the idea that hearing the voice of God is some foreign thing that only the high and the holy can experience. But it really is for all believers. Listen, there's so much more to come as Derek continues the series. And my friend David Holland's going to be with me in the studio here as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever. If you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we're in a series with Derek Prince that I like to call God's 12-step program, not to say that other 12-step programs aren't God's, but this one is based on the 12 Let Us statements of Hebrews, and Derek is getting us lined out for a great 2007. Let's listen as Derek teaches us on 12 steps to a good year.
Let's consider for a few moments a little more of what's involved in diligence. There are two beautiful scriptures in Proverbs chapter 10 that have long been a kind of guiding light to me in my own experience. Together they sum up the two conditions for true riches or enduring wealth. One condition is on the Lord's side, the other condition is on our side. We have to fulfill both conditions to attain the result. The condition that's on the Lord's side is stated in Proverbs 10:22. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. So the great primary condition for true riches, spiritual and otherwise, is the blessing of the Lord. We cannot count on anything that's really good apart from the blessing of the Lord. But on the other hand, the blessing of the Lord by itself is not sufficient. For Proverbs 10:4 says this, "Poor is he who works with a negligent hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich." First of all, the blessing of the Lord makes rich, but second, the hand of the diligent makes rich. It takes the Lord's blessing plus our diligence to attain to true wealth. It's not enough to just expect the blessing of the Lord or even to receive the blessing of the Lord. It will not accomplish its purpose in your life unless you add to it your own personal diligence. And remember, we've said diligence is the opposite of laziness. I have to say that's a scripture that I've proved true in my own experience through nearly 40 years of Christian living. I've been in many different situations, in many different forms of ministry, in many different lands, in different continents. And I think I can say by the grace of God, I've always displayed diligence in small things and in great things. And every situation that I've been in with responsibilities, I have left in a better condition, spiritually, financially, in every obvious way, than it was when I found it. Now, first and foremost, I have to thank the Lord for His blessing. But the blessing of the Lord would never have done that if I hadn't added to it my own diligence. So let me leave those two words with you. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Add those two together, and you have true spiritual riches.
We've been listening to Derek Prince teach about 12 steps to a good year. And one of the things he talked about today that just moves me and is always an inspiration to me is when he says, let us fear. You know, there's such an emphasis on faith and believing in the Bible and in so much Christian teaching today that we sometimes forget that one of the great motivations to everything from holiness to accomplishing greatness in our lives is fearing God. And so I love the fact that Derek has had the boldness to emphasize that one of the great 12 let us statements in the book of Hebrews is let us fear, a great inducement. Well, listen, I do not fear this next gentleman. However, I'm thrilled that he's here. David Holland is one of the producers of our show, and he's joining us here this week and all into next week, and we're sort of reflecting on what's happening with Derek Prince Legacy Radio and talking about the new year. You know, I really don't want to just do Christian entertainment here with Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I want to launch an army. I want to help lead a movement. I want to inspire people to greatness, and I know Dave shares that same vision. We just don't want to throw things out on the airwaves that people listen to and never act on. We want to see people act, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. Dave, great to have you with us again.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. It's been almost 3 months to the day since we launched this new Derek Prince Legacy Radio program, and we've been introducing essentially the teaching ministry of Derek Prince to whole new generations of people. We've heard from a lot of those folks, and frankly, what we've been hearing from a lot of people who are being blessed by the ministry, who the Lord is touching through the teaching of Derek as it uniquely comes through him, is interest in how they can be more involved. And the good news is there are a number of ways that anyone who is blessed by the ministry can be more involved. And I think that's the key thing, those who are blessed by the ministry. There's an interesting and important passage in Galatians chapter 6, Stephen, that says those who receive teaching from the Word should share every good thing with those who teach it. That's a biblical principle, is that if you're being blessed by a ministry, by a teacher, it is absolutely right and appropriate and God-blessed if you share of your material resources to help that teacher continue and reach other people as well. And right here at the end of the year is a great time to do that. As Jesus said, Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar and unto God what is God's. And right here at the end of the year, it's an opportunity to, by giving to a tax-deductible organization like Derek Prince Ministry, you can give a gift and pay a little less in tax. You can do that online at derekprince.org.
Now, I've got some questions about that. And so as you're with us over the next few days, I want to understand this whole issue of year-end giving and what it means and why it's important. And so I'm so glad you're going to be with us.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. We're so excited about this series and so excited about Dave being with us. So for everyone from Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own copy of Transformed for Life for only $12.95 when you call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And be sure to ask for your free proclamation card outlining Derek's 12 steps to a good year featured during this week's series. It's our special gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. The call and the proclamation card are both free. 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.